Welcome back to the Anorak Oasis podcast. My name is Killian Bolivar. Thank you for being here. And if you're new, welcome. I wanted to have a bit of a fangirl moment about the archaeologists, Egyptologists of film and TV that ignited my passions and love for all things ancient history and knowledge, and also the reason I wanted to be an archaeologist /Egyptologist. Because who wouldn't want to be as badass as the ones we see as children? Unfortunately, I don't think I'll ever be as badass or as cool as they. But I do think that they would be proud of the archaeologist, book-loving, knowledge-loving nerd that I have become. So sit back, relax, have a fangirl with me, and let's get into it. Indiana Jones. It's Harrison Ford in a great hat, with a whip, going on adventures. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to be that? You know, I don't have a whole lot to say about Indiana Jones, because it's just, it's a wild ride. It's fantastic. If you ask me, he's an archaeologist who believes everything belongs in a museum, wants to do the right thing, and ends up nearly killing himself half the time, or getting killed. And they're the most entertaining movies, and they're brilliant and crazy, and I just wanted to work in a museum. That's the dream, if you ask me, is being a professor and working in a museum. The absolute dream. I will say, I don't believe all objects belong in a museum, and certainly not outside of the countries they belong to. That is a conversation for another time, not here. Indy's thirst for knowledge and to find answers and to do the right thing is, you know, it was so me. It's so me, and it's very similar again to Daniel Jackson, who I'll talk about in a moment, and Milo Thatch, who I will briefly talk about. You know, and they want to do the right thing, although they are not the, I suppose, womanizer and flirtatious man that beautiful Indiana Jones is. You know, in the end, I just want it to be cool. I just wanted to be cool like them. Like all these wonderful heroes of stories about ancient civilizations. And why wouldn't I want to be Indiana Jones? James Spader and Michael Shanks both embodied Daniel Jackson from Stargate movie and Stargate SG-1. And I fell madly in love with Daniel. This adorably geeky, intelligent archaeologist who finds himself in so much trouble all the time, who has this overwhelming thirst for knowledge and doing the right thing. And I saw so much of myself in them, but also the character Daniel Jackson, just, I was both in love with him, and I wanted to be him. I do not speak 23 languages. I do speak a few. You know, I love them so much. How their thirst for knowledge and learning, and just, they made my little academic soul happy. And always wanting to do the right thing, no matter the costs to themselves. It was just so much how I felt. And to be full of that fire inside of yourself, to want, like, to need to learn more about ancient history, about everything. It's exactly what I didn't know how to express. Stargate and Stargate SG-1, more the show SG-1, does touch on more cultures than just ancient Egypt, and they do a beautiful job of it. Again, incredibly fanciful, but how amazing would it be to get to go through a Stargate. I'm just saying. I will never be able to go through a Stargate, but because of all of these archaeologists in movies, I am able to go through history and through time in a different way and learn about amazing cultures, religions, peoples. And I am grateful that I get to do what I do, that I get to learn every single day of my life, that I get to read books every single day of my life, that I get to feel this passion and this love of knowledge. And without them, I don't think I would have ever been able to pursue it. So thank you to Daniel Jackson, to Indiana Jones and Evie and Rick, and now very quickly Milo Thatch, who is basically just Daniel Jackson, but Disney version. From Milo Thatch from Stargate, oops, from Atlantis, The Lost Empire by Disney, it's incredible. It's an incredible cartoon, incredible animation, and oh my goodness, I don't know where they think of these ideas, but they definitely did basically take Daniel Jackson and turn him into a Disney character. And seeing as I saw the Disney character before I saw Stargate, makes so much sense why I fell in love with Daniel Jackson. So thank you, Milo, for being a little nerd with a journal wanting to find Atlantis. I will leave you there with that, because if I keep going, I will never stop. Rachel Weisz, Brendan Fraser, who is, as of this recording, an Oscar winner. Oh my God. Incredible. So well deserved. The Mummy movies, specifically the first one. I adore that movie. I will preface this by saying they are incredibly fanciful. They're not supposed to be fact, which should be obvious. The things they chose to be accurate about versus the things they chose to be wildly fanciful with, very interesting to me, still very interesting to me. For example, Ardeth Bay, who I had an incredibly big crush on, that word is the word for bodyguard, and they are obviously the bodyguards of Hamunaptra. And before anybody asks, no, Hamunaptra is not real. And if you'd like to read the Egyptian Book of the Dead, unfortunately, it is not in a book that looks that incredible. I wanted to be Evie so badly. She was clumsy, a nerd, like a massive nerd, a book nerd, this passion for ancient Egypt, and that was already so much of who I was. And she just made me happy, you know? And I wanted to be her. I wanted to learn everything. I wanted to know everything, and I will never know everything, but I like to think I grew up to be the best version of Evie that I could. I wish I had grown up to be as cool as Rick. Unfortunately not. I don't think anyone will ever be as cool as Rick O'Connell. Dear Jonathan, dear beloved Jonathan, he's the best comedic relief. He reminds me of someone who's very important to me. I actually do get quite teary when they're all there waiting to race to Hamunaptra, and they're on the camels, and Evie's camel goes first and goes farther, and Jonathan's just like, "Go, Evie, go!" It's like, "Yes, go, old mum." And just how happy he is for her and how supportive he always is of her, even if he is driving her crazy. It's just so beautiful. There are many things, like I was saying, that are wildly inaccurate. the booby traps, the curses. But, you know, there are, in saying that, the ancient Egyptians would, to like, Imhotep's name is taken off his sarcophagus and changed, or not mentioned, and that they would do that, and that is the number one best way to curse somebody, because it denies them immortality. And most of, surprisingly, most of the writing is quite accurate on the sarcophagus. Evie does say hieroglyphics throughout both movies, and it's hieroglyphs, guys. Glyphic is the adjective. Remember that? again, there's a lot that's wrong, but again, they're so entertaining and they're so fantastic, and I just wanted to be as cool as all of them, really. And Ardeth Bey with his sword. Oh my goodness. I just love it so much. We won't talk about the second movie because, yeah, but it's great. You know, it's so entertaining. I will digress. I will leave that there before I get too carried away. If you've made it to the end, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for letting me ramble and fangirl and get way too carried away. Be good. Be safe. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Try not to read any cursed books. Try not to go through a Stargate and start an intergalactic war, and try not to have any boulders chase after you. Thank you again. May the Force be with you always.